You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Americans are disillusioned, disappointed with Congress. The rock-bottom approval ratings confirm that. With that in mind, what would you think about a candidate who promises to return or donate to charity any campaign contributions from sources that taint that candidate's integrity, who refuses to do anything to attack the character of his or her opponent, and if who elected promises to sit down with someone from the opposing party at least once a month and to sponsor at least one bipartisan bill every year? In other words, someone who will put principles before politics. A new political group called With Honor believes there are candidates who can do that, veterans. Military vet Peter Meyer is on the board of this new cross-partisan political group. He's the grandson of the late Fred Meyer, and of course the Meyer name is on over 200 stores. Peter Meyer, welcome.
Thank you, Cynthia.
What is the problem that you are hoping to solve with this group With Honor?
I think the main problem we're looking to address is the increasing political polarization in the country, and you know, it doesn't take very long to figure out and point to a number of news stories that would have been much easier to solve a few decades ago when our legislators worked. And now we're hoping to bring more veterans into Congress with a can-do attitude and a willingness to reach across the aisle to help our country work again.
You are a vet. You did a tour of duty in Iraq. So tell us, as somebody who's been through it, why could vets in office change the political climate in this country?
Well, for one thing, veterans share one unique trait that really only people who've forcibly served on jury duty have, and that's having to work together with a team of folks who are unlike you, come from different backgrounds, different experiences, but are united with a sense of purpose and sharing the same mission. And it's, I think, that sense of mission focus that's really been lost in Congress, and that I think veterans can bring more to the table if we increase their participation.
How do you want to have With Honor do that? What will be some of the action steps?
So our main step will be supporting around a dozen to two dozen candidates in the 2018 congressional elections for the House. A lot of times in the early stages of an election, especially in the primary, narrow interests will win out and pull candidates to the extreme. We want to be a force to help candidates stay true to their principles so that they don't have to go chasing endorsements on the fringes, but can feel secure in surviving that primary so that they're there for the general.
It's certainly no secret it takes a load of money to run for Congress, and most vets don't have deep pockets. So that's where With Honor can step in with money to help elect these next generation veterans?
Absolutely, especially next generation veterans who are relatively new to politics, don't have deep party connections. They're at a serious disadvantage, and more so than in previous years. You know, the cost of many things has gone up exponentially in this country, from education to health care, but the cost of funding and financing a congressional election has outstripped all.
What kind of pot of money have you been able to pull together already through With Honor?
Well, we're aiming to raise $30 million for the 2018 congressional cycle, and that could filter down to around $1 million per candidate. And our goal is to evenly distribute that across both Republican and Democrat races, and then also keeping an eye open for independents. So we're truly a cross-partisan organization and seeking to make a meaningful difference in the elections in which we're engaged.
And I can tell you're focusing, at least at this point, on running for Congress. Is there an idea that you could take this effort and open it up to state and local political offices?
We're just starting out. This is a new startup organization. We would love to see our organization grow and expand over the years, but for 2018, our focus is on making a meaningful difference in Congress, and then we'll go from there.
The With Honor website, Peter Meyer, serves up some interesting observations about the percentage of veterans in Congress and public approval of Congress. Talk to us about how those are connected.
Absolutely. So partially due to the all-volunteer force and a number of other factors, but veteran participation in Congress has been declining steadily from a high in the immediate post-World War II generation of around 75% to lows around 20% today. And this is coming as we've seen a lot of dissolution of trust in our institutions. And while we can't make a direct causation, the correlation there is pretty clear. If you have folks in office that you don't trust have the nation's best interests in their hearts and that aren't willing to put the country above their party, then you're going to see a decline as well in faith in that institution.
Those promises that I listed at the beginning of our conversation are part of something called the Pledge. Talk to us about the Pledge.
you know, there are a lot of other political organizations that have pledges, you know, don't raise taxes or support this piece of legislation or that. Our pledge is really just a return to civility and decency. You know, we want to codify what folks should already be doing, what some are already doing, but we believe should be the standard, and reward those who don't go chasing after pots of money that, you know, they wouldn't be willing to claim as their own. They can't turn a blind eye to financial contributions from folks they don't purport to support, and they also shouldn't be engaged or allow others to do so, engaged in negative campaigning or other actions. So if a candidate's running and attack ads are being aired by an outside group, it's that candidate's responsibility to denounce them, and if not, it'll be presumed that they support it. So it's really just trying to bring back that sense of civility that we've been rapidly losing.
And then I was very struck with the once elected, if you get into office, you will sit down and meet with someone once a month from an opposing party. We don't see a lot of that these days.
And oftentimes, the way some of the political financing goes, bipartisanship and compromise are viewed as negatives and are punished. So we're trying to be, again, a bulwark against those more extreme forces in the political system to make sure that people aren't penalized for doing what they already should be doing.
You're really talking about a group of people when you talk about these veterans. As I saw, the observation was made on the With Honor website, that oath is not just for the period when you're in active duty. That oath is for a lifetime.
And that oath is something that I hope all veterans kind of keep in their heart. And it's that we want to have members of Congress aspire to return to that sense of placing the mission first, a place in the country first, and of, you know, subsuming any of those partisan ambitions before the whole.
What is With Honor's call to action, first to veterans who might be listening and also to voters?
Our call to action to veterans who might be listening is look us up, get engaged. If you're thinking about running for Congress, understand that there are others out there looking to support you that maybe aren't immediately apparent. You know, that there are more political organizations out there than just the party apparatuses themselves. And to voters, I would hope that folks have a chance to check out our website at withhonor.org, read the pledge. As we begin to announce candidates in the coming months, maybe look up somebody who's not on your side of the aisle and figure out if their values might align closer to you than you thought. To really just do what we ask of congressmen as well, and that's to put the country ahead of party.
Peter Meyer on the board of With Honor and a veteran himself. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Peter.
Thank you, Cynthia.